Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
To me, it's a foregone conclusion. He's getting traded. Now it's just a question of what are you getting back in return? And teams are going to try and maximize the angle of, well, look at the cap hit. You know, we're on a flat cap. You know, for us to take that cap hit, you're going to have to take back this salary and all of those things. They're going to try and tamp down the deal because of that.
Quick follow-up on that point, Howard, if I may. Brayton the other day tweeted out the offer sheet tiers.
Yeah.
And the numbers went down.
Down, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And if there's a flat cap and teams are hamstrung, I got news for everybody.
You're so cute.
It's a great year to poach RFAs with offer sheets.
You're so darn cute. I could just hug you through the device. I mean, you're just so cute.
Is it my desire to be a competitive NHL GM as opposed to just
friends
with the guys?
No, it's the part of you that always believes. That's so nice.
I don't believe. I just know it to be true. Teams are really struggling more than ever to get under the cap. Sounds good. I've got room. I'll take that player. Thanks.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to make tough decisions on other players.
That's so cute. The GM's being cutthroat. That's funny.
I mean, you know, I've got this crazy idea that Tampa shouldn't be allowed to just keep all of its players together, and maybe you should try and get some of them.
Well, they can, and they can also circumvent the cap. So this is a really cool league. On that note, on the Eichel trade front, by the way, that was Darren Dreger from TSN. If you've been listening for the last 2 weeks, you know we're kind of spinning through teams that are in the rumor mill for possible trade of Jack Eichel. One of the teams, although there's been varying reports, would be the Los Angeles Kings. A franchise on the way up, loaded with some really good prospects. Are they in? Are they out? We're going to go to our Wester hotline. And Dennis Bernstein from thefourthperiod.com is with us, covers the Kings, and is joining us right now. Dennis, it's Howard and Jeremy here in Buffalo. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Howard and Jeremy. Great show. I've been listening along. Happy to talk Jack Eichel and the Kings with you.
Well, then we'll go along with the routine, too. So the Kings, I mean, the fit would be there, right? The prospects are there from Buffalo's standpoint. There was a report a couple weeks ago that maybe the Kings would be not in on Jack Eichel. So let's start with what's going on with the Kings and Eichel as far as you can tell.
Yeah, and that was my partner, John Hovland, who's my partner on Kings of the Podcast. We do a podcast. Look, John is an insider for the team, is affiliated with the team, so I have no doubt he was told that. Now, the easiest way to lower the price on Jack Eichel is saying you're not interested. And the last time I checked, if you say you're interested, that's tampering. So, you know, let's park that and say that we've reported, Frank Saravelli's reported, Darren Dreger's reported, Pierre LeBrun reported there has been interest and conversation in the past. So, in the big picture, have they been interested? Yes. Will they make the trade? It goes back to what you guys said earlier this morning. Like, what's Jack's health? Is he healthy? Are you trading for a player who's injured? Now, the good thing about it is because the Kings are in a rebuild, right, if you traded for Jack, let's say, and let's say Jack had the surgery and he wasn't ready until December, well, the Kings are on a playoff team right now. So could this team wait until December for a healthy Jack Eichel who could put up 85 to 90 points in a full season? They could. It's not going to be the same pressure of, let's say, a Minnesota who made the playoffs, and you'd need Jack from game one in a competitive division. So I think so with respect to the framework here, could they make the trade? Here's the thing. The Kings could make any trade and sign for any free agent. They've positioned themselves at that point. Extending that conversation, though, look at the organization. Blake and Robitaille, the management team, they're entering their fifth season as a management team. First season they made the playoffs with Dean Lombardi's team. They got swept by the Vegas Golden Knights. They've missed the playoffs three consecutive years. This has to be, Howard and Jerry, this has to be a big offseason for them. Whether it includes Jack Eichel or not, they have to have big moves. They got to make the postseason. They got to come close, at least. They have to turn around the trend. Do I think Jack Eichel's a fit and would be a star in Los Angeles? Absolutely. I know he'd love living in Manhattan Beach and having, you know, brunch at Shutters in Santa Monica on weekends in January. So I think there's a lot of boxes that it checks for this team. And the other thing is, yes, you guys mentioned they have a lot of talent. They have talent on the wings. They even have depth at center. The problem with this team is that there's nobody reliable behind Andrei Kopitar. And the last time I checked, you can't play four wings with Andrei Kopitar. You can only play with two players in Kopi. So the issue is they don't have that number two center behind them. Could it be Quentin Byfield? Sure. He looked good. He looked like a player. I saw him in a six-game debut. Gabe Vilardi, and with respect to prospects, guys, I'll say this last thing about prospects. This time last year, you would have told me Gabe Vilardi was untouchable in Los Angeles. They were not going to trade him. Last season, underperformed, had a nondescript World Junior Championships, and guess what? For the right trade, you could have Gabe Vilardi. So be very, very careful saying this prospect is untouchable at this point in time. So that's my kind of take on the situation here in Los Angeles.
It's funny, you know, Dennis, as we get all the media on and as we read the stories about this stuff, of course, every time you always hear, well, you know, the fill-in-the-blank team, this guy's untouchable. Yeah. And we're looking at it going, well, look, I know there's a health question. Obviously, it's a big issue here. But if he's healthy or when he's healthy, no one should be untouchable if you're talking about acquiring one of the top young centers in the league. So having said that, let's start with Byfield. Is he the top prospect? And do you believe that it's a guy that they just would not trade no matter what?
I can't ever say never. Like, are you telling me that Quentin Byfield's top end is a healthy Jack Eichel? I don't know that. He had 8 goals and 12 assists in Ontario. He didn't, and he's very young. That's the issue. He's 18 years old. He's playing with men. He should have been in juniors last year. He got better as the season went along. But if you're telling me, like, this is the path. And the other thing is about relevance. You know, Los Angeles is not Buffalo. Like, the Kings are not the second team in the market, right? Like, consider all these things. I was at the games all year, right? I was in the media. When they finally opened Staples Center to fans, it's 25 capacity, which is about 4,500 people, right? They drew anywhere from 1,000 to 2,500. And I get it. It was COVID, all these other things. But the fans weren't flocking back to see this team. They're bottom five in TV ratings in the market. And their radio is off the terrestrial radio. They have to make a splash. Yes, you could trade for Sam Reinhart and trade for Vince Dunn, but if you really want to get people's attention and make a big trade coming into your fifth season as a management team, Jack Eichel is the move to make. So, no, they may feel he's untouchable, and Quentin Byfield may be a star, but it's a long jump from, you know, 1 year of AHL hockey to say you're going to be the equivalent of Jack Eichel at some point in time. That's a huge leap. I'm not sure they have the luxury of time in Los Angeles to say, like, any prospect is untouchable, because by the time Byfield's ready, it could be 2 or 3 years from now, and these guys might not be running the team if they continue not to make the playoffs.
We're with Dennis Bernstein, by the way, fourthperiod.com, as we assess the Kings. You mentioned Byfield. You mentioned Vilardi. So a couple of parts here. One, I wanted to ask you about Alex Turcotte. From the Sabres' perspective, is that someone they should be pursuing and asking about? And if not Turcotte, are there any other really hot prospects that would be some big futures for the Sabres to pick up?
You know, I think Turcotte is at the top. Vilardi, you might want to take a chance with. Vilardi, maybe the pressure in Los Angeles is too much, a lot of different things. But Turcotte, he's not going to be a superstar. Right? He was picked fifth overall, but he's likely to be a player who will play in this league for a dozen years. Like, he's that good. He had a difficult start to his AHL season. The team was really bad in Ontario to start, the AHL team. They found their way about halfway through the season. Byfield improved, Turcotte improved. So, Alex, the question is he a center? Is he a wing? But he is going to be an NHL player. He's 20 years old, so he would be a great future. Look, if you can't get Byfield, right, is there another package? Are there more players like Turcotte? Arthur Kaliev looks to be a really good goal scorer. A kid like Rasmus Kupari is going to be a serviceable center. Are there other parts here that you could do? Yes, you could. Right? And I'll even go to the top club. There's a kid here that they just re-signed who is from Buffalo, Alex Iafallo. Like, if he came back in a deal with a couple of futures, would that work? Yeah. I love Alex. He's a great defensive player. He gets better every season. Could you throw him in the mix on a deal like that? Absolutely. I think you could.
I knew you mentioned there – lined up to go get a free agent. They're in good shape in terms of how you look at their roster, and I assume you meant the cap. What about, is there a bad contract they would hope, like the Sabres, to take as part of this deal?
Well, unless you think getting Drew Doughty at $11 million is
Right?
So they've cleared the decks here, guys. They really have. There's not a bad deal. You know, they moved on from Jeff Carter. They traded to Pittsburgh, and, of course, once he left, he blew up. Dustin Brown's on his last year of his contract at 5'8". There are no bad deals here. They have set the stage here for a big off season. They're going to have one. Is it going to include Jack Eichel? I'm not sure. They will tell you no. But I don't think at this point in time, if Jack's available, that you don't consider Jack Eichel for this team because, you have all this talent. Who's going to feed them the puck? Like, Vilardi isn't the guy. Maybe it's Byfield, and I don't think you can operate in Los Angeles with ifs and maybes. You want the certainty. At least I do. And I will say this. This team has been the most conservative with respect to not moving prospects and not trading. They traded away six players. If you watch the playoffs, guys, how many former Kings did well in the playoffs? Right, a lot of them. The only player they've gotten back who's on the roster right now is Trevor Moore. They've exported a lot of talent. They haven't imported any. This is the offseason to do it. I love to see Jack here. I think it's a no-brainer, to be honest with you, and I would give Quentin Byfield. They disagree with me, but I think it's a no-brainer. I think he'd be a star. He'd like playing here. And there's a lot of – for me, he checks all the boxes for this team.
Final thing for you, and this might be a silly question, Dennis, but having not lived in L.A., I don't understand the hockey market. The Ducks are mentioned in the rumor mill as a team that, that could be going after Eichel. To what you were saying, I know you said this is more about Eichel and a splash and the Kings and all that. Is there any part of the discussion that they would be not desperate, but make sure we get him because at the very least we don't want him going to Anaheim?
Yeah, I don't think you look at that with respect to a deal with the Ducks. I think it would hurt them. It would not be embarrassing, but it wouldn't. You wouldn't make the trade to keep him away from Anaheim.
Right,
like, there's too much money involved. Right? It's $10 million a year. And I will say this, Bob Murray's on the last year of his deal. He's never made an impact trade. These are two very conservative organizations in Southern California. They haven't made big moves. The biggest move in the last 3 years was signing Ilya Kovalchuk, and that blew up in their face. They had to buy out the contract or terminate the contract. So I don't think that will – a Jack Eichel trade isn't – like, that's not second on the list. Let's keep him away from Anaheim. If Bob Murray wants to, you know, make the jump and do it and trade Trevor Zegras or Drysdale or John Gibson, he's more than welcome to. And he's got to make a splash as well because, again, it's on the last year of his deal. And these managers don't get to run these teams in perpetuity. They have to make the postseason at some point.
Fourth period, thefourthperiod.com. Very good hockey website if you're not familiar with it. Especially fun when we approach, like, trade deadlines because they've got links to rumors and it's really good stuff. Dennis, thank you very much for coming on with us this morning.
Howard and Jeremy, thanks for being on WGR. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Our pleasure. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.